Today is a big day for high school sports. It is sectional track and field action. And getting ready for the sectional meet at Bangor today, Ithaca Weston. Among those competing in the 800, Sam Jones and Ethan Berkram. Clayton Lee will be involved in three events, including the 1600 and 3200. Braden Burns will also run in the 1600. And the Ithaca Weston 4x8 team, Clayton Lee, Braden Burns, Brayson Garcia Boland, Sam Jones, Ethan Berkram, and Peyton Brown are getting ready. And in the discus throw, Faith Stanichka will compete for Ithaca Weston. Going on today, and the tournament which will be held in McFarland for Richland Center, including the 4x8, Owen Dreyer, Kiernan Culver, Ryan Stadler, and Robert Budden. The 4x8 girls, Grace Fretz, Pearl Fretz, Adeline Lawless, and Lacey Auball, Duncan Harper in three events, the 100, the 300-meter hurdles, and the long jump. Robert Budden in the 400. Also, Charlie Bailey competes in the 400 and the 200. The 3200, Owen Dreyer, Kiernan Culver, and Ryan Stadler will be representing Richland Center. The girls 4x4 relay team, Riley Banker, Lacey Auball, Grace Fretz, and Adeline Wirtz, and Danica Pauls and Chloe Hying will be also competing in the pole vaulting. Devin Woodhouse representing the Richland Center boys in that pole vault event today. Now turning to some of the games that went on yesterday. Amazing contests, including the Richland Center softball team winning a regional championship on Thursday night when they endured a 12-inning marathon and edged Gay Electric Trempealeau 1-0. Sophomore pitcher Kyrie Fisher with an instant classic, 24 strikeouts, 2 walks, and 4 hits given up. She drove in the game's only run in the 12th inning on a sacrifice. The Hornets will play at Adams Friendship Tuesday night in the sectional semifinal. Adams was a winner against Westby last night. The final score was 7-0. Fisher with 24 strikeouts, 4 hits, and gave up 2 walks, and Richland Center gets the win to advance into the sectional for their second year in a row. Poinette was a winner over Dodgeville, 6-1. Lodi, 3-2 over Monticello New Glarus in 8 innings. Division 2, Monroe, 3-2 over Portage, and Mount Horeb got a win against Evansville, 8-0. Division 4 softball, the year came to an end for Riverdale. Fenimore was an 8-0 winner. Iowa Grant got the win against Melrose Mondoro, 6-0. Mineral Point, 10-0 over Cuba City in 5 innings. And Deerfield beat Marshall, 12-1. In Division 5 yesterday, Ithaca Weston with a win 8-6 over Hillsboro. The Bulldogs led 7-0 before the Tigers scored 3 runs in the 6th and 7th innings. The leading hitters for Ithaca Weston were Haley McGlynn, who was 3-for-4 with 3 runs scored, Kelsey Coleman 3-for-3 with a walk and double, Autumn McBain hit a home run, Elma Hilby and Brindley Wanless both had hits as the team improved to 18-4 overall. J.C. Maxwell was the winning pitcher as she worked 6 1/3 innings before giving way to Aspen Young, who got the game's final 2 outs. Hillsboro was led at the plate by Michelle Hora, who had 2 hits. Auburn Harrits had a 2-run home run and suffered the pitching loss. The Tigers finished the season at 11-14. Following the 8-6 win, Ithaca Weston will host Royal on Tuesday night in the sectional semifinal game. Royal was a winner 11-0 over DeSoto in 5 innings. Barneveld 10-5 over River Ridge. They will face Belmont next. Belmont was a winner 8-1 over Argyle Blackhawk in WIAA Regional Championship Softball. In WIAA baseball finals from yesterday, Richland Center seeded 13th in the regional, knocked off number 4 Mount Horeb for one of the state's biggest upsets, according to seeding. Yesterday, it was the Hornets getting the win 6-3. They built the lead early and held it on to get the victory at Mount Horeb. The next action for Richland Center also comes up on Tuesday. They will be at Baraboo after Baraboo defeated Stoughton 11-5. McFarland 15 and Platteville 4. Portage 6-1 over Evansville. Merrill Edge West Salem 2-0. Lodi 6-0 over Broadhead Judah. In Division 3 action from yesterday, Riverdale Chieftains scored secured the win, opening the tournament with a 9-0 victory against Prairie du Chien. Eli Campbell pitched a great game, going 6 1/3 innings, giving up just 4 hits. Ethan Cagle would come on to nail down the last 2 outs. The Chieftains turned in a number of spectacular defensive plays, including a great throw by Owen Blankenship in right to cut down a tagging Prairie du Chien runner at the plate. Eli would go 2 for 4 at the plate with 4 RBI, while Bevan Dennis would score 3 runs. The Chieftains, now 14-11 on the season, will travel to Iowa Grant Tuesday night for a rematch with Iowa Grant. In other Division III games, New Glarus 8-7 over Belleville, Cuba City 12-8 over Wisconsin Heights, Viroqua 10-0 winner in 5 innings over Luther, Westby with a win against Montello 10-0, Bangor 7-5 over Wautoma, Partyville beat Cambria Friesland Randolph 11-4, and Marcusan over New Lisbon Nisida 10-0. In Division 4 yesterday, it was a win for Waseca Steuben over Southwestern 7-4. Hillsborough advanced in the tournament 11-1 in 5 innings. Royal 12-0 over Lafarge. Cashton 5-0 over Independence Gilmanton. Seneca ended the year for Kickapoo 10-5. Also yesterday, North Crawford edged Boscobel in a 10-inning thriller 5-4. North Crawford with the win. Elsewhere in Division 4, the Ithaca Bulldogs picked up a 9-0 win over Highland behind 14 strikeouts from Houston Boland and a combined no-hitter from Boland and Caden Keller. Boland also drove in a pair with a second-inning double. He, along with Isaiah Fargin, Braden Burns, and Derek Franzen, all pushed runs across the plate for Ithaca. The Bulldogs will now host River Ridge on Tuesday at the Ithaca Baseball Field. River Ridge got the win 10-0 over Scholesburg-Benton. The Bulldogs 17-6 overall. Weston with a win yesterday in baseball action. Isaac Jennings earned the win on the hill, throwing 4 2/3 innings with 1 earned run on 3 hits, 1 walk, and 9 strikeouts. Trevor Westfall threw a third of an inning in relief with 1 earned run on 2 hits, 2 walks, and a strikeout. The Silver Eagles put up 14 hits total. Isaac Jennings 3 for 4 with 2 doubles, 5 RBIs, and 2 runs scored. Torian Bormet 2 for 3 with an RBI and 2 runs scored. Gavin Cast 2 for 4 with a double, 2 RBIs and a run scored. Brady Westfall, 2 for 3 with an RBI and a run scored. Trevor Westfall, 2 for 3 with 2 RBIs and 2 runs scored. Blake Bingham, 1 for 1 with an RBI. And Will Johnsrud, 1 for 2. Jacob Keller was 1 for 3 with 2 RBIs as well for Weston. They defeat Pepinalma 14-2 and advance to the second round of the WIAA postseason in baseball. Regular season soccer, Sauk Prairie a win against Dodgeville Mineral Point, 6-0. Last night's Bear Valley Co-Ed Softball. It was Clary Memorial Funeral Home coming away with a 14-7 win over New York Life squad after both offenses stayed busy. Clary with the lineup that came through with timely hits and aggressive base running to pull ahead late. MVP honors for New York Life team go to Colton Clary and Tabitha Stanick after a big night at the plate, while Travis Lewis earned MVP honors for Clary Memorial Funeral Home squad with a multiple strong hit and run scored night. The Buffaloes crushed the Bear Vale Farms 19-7 in the 7:30 showcase. The game ended in the fifth. Jordan Slaney homered in every at-bat, 4 total home runs, 13 RBIs, powering Buffalo's attack. Bear Vale's Jesse Scholl hit a 3-run home run in the fourth, but it wasn't enough. Buffaloes 19, Bear Vale Farms 7. Wallace Electric defeated Parents Accidents 10-2 in the 8:30 matchup. Wallace Electric controlled the game with steady offense and strong teamwork. Ryan Gaston hit well throughout. Jake Morris had a first-inning triple with 2 RBIs, and Ross Gaston added 3 RBIs to help build the lead. Parents Accidents showed fight at the plate with Chase Gilbertson driving in Griffin Sprecher in the first inning and Chase Butler hitting a solo home run in the seventh, but they couldn't overcome Wallace Electric's early momentum. The next action coming up next Thursday at Bear Valley Park, co-ed softball.